Welcome to houseeffectbooks.com breadline wine tasting. And it's just nice sometimes to relax with a very simple wine. And just because it's cheap doesn't mean that it isn't perfectly good. And what I've done is I've gone into a sort of medium-sized rural Tesco's. And I've picked out two red wines which I think are going to be okay for under £5. So first up, the Sicilian Rosso, Terra Siciliana Picadoro. And that was just £4.75. I think you can get it for as little as £4.25 in a big store. And then something new to me, which I hadn't seen before. It's really nice label. Firemark Argentine Malbec Mendoza, 12.5%. The Rosso is 12%. The Rosso is fruity, smooth red, made with grapes, local to the beautiful island of Sicily, and wild summer berries and a hint of spice on the finish. Great match for vegetable bake or pizza, and that's 2024. And the Malbec is 2025, and it's inspired by the majestic and dramatic backdrop of the Andes, the ideal place to make great tasting wine. Aromas of plums and figs with lovely warming spice notes, blackberry flavours, and a smooth finish. Great with steaks, juicy steaks, and fire pit style barbecues. So let's give them a run for their money and see how we're doing. I think these two are going to be, or certainly one of them, is going to be the best value wine. You know, like talking under £5. I mean, where can you buy a bottle of wine for under £5 now? So let's have a go on the Sicilian Rosso, and I'm just going to try it out. Very, very beautiful looks, I think. Very simplistic, just grey, red, pinky red, and white with a little black. I'm going to try it on the truncated universal glass. Its colour is very similar to the capsule, a sort of a rather dull pink. And the other two glasses. Right, so this is the Sicilian Rosso in the truncated universal glass. Hasn't got an enormous nose, but it's just really nice ripe berries, red currant, some plum. Yes, pretty nice. It's inviting. It's certainly not giving me any, you know, oak or leather from that one. Again, it's pretty inviting. A little bit alcoholic and some really nice red berries in the Bordeaux glass and the tumbler. I'm getting the most nose out of tumbler. I'm getting a bit of sort of spicy licorice, if that's a thing. Okay, so let's give them a whirl. I've just found this one to be extraordinarily good with pheasant in the past, but I think it's a nice wine to have just, you know, lightly chilled and put some strawberries in it. The thing is, if you either don't want to spend too much money for some reason, you know, maybe you're saving for a holiday, which I am, but you do want some sort of glugging wine, so instead of spending £9 or £10 on a bottle, find a couple of totally reasonable bottles for under £5, and you know, for about £9.50 or whatever, you've really got plenty of wine. You know, the Firemark Malbec was £4.85. Okay, so this is a wine which isn't doing a lot on my palate. It's just really, really nice. Cherries, red currants, a bit of pomegranate, that sort of red fruit. It's got a little bit of fire as it, you know, goes down your throat, which is very pleasant. It's not like a rocket science dynamite wine, but it is absolutely glorious, and it's just so, it's inequivocal. It's not arguing. It's it's just ready to agree with you, you know. It's not a flaffy wine. It's not trying to pretend that it's anything that it isn't. It's just lovely, lovely berry juice. You know, the thing about these really cheap bottles of wine, that mostly to me they have a very, very sharp, almost petrol-like taste. But this doesn't have anything like that. It's just fantastic alcoholic berry juice. It's absolutely brilliant for cooking, you know, like if you've got an hour between two friends and the cooking is going on and the dinner's just not going to be ready for about an hour, but there's some maybe some tortilla chips and just chitter chatter. And this is a great wine because it's just so conversational, you know. You're not going to sort of get lost in the wine and you're not going to keel over. Yeah, I'm always amazed at how easy drinking that wine is because it's just always the same, you know. It's kind of everything that wine should be to start with, and then from then on you can build in the smoky notes, the leather, the forest, everything else. But despite the fact that I'm always into really big, full-bodied, you know, dark red blends, I still come back to this, and it's the palest red, and it's totally see-through, and it's just totally delicious. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pour that. I don't particularly want to drink loads at the second. Just pour what's in the glasses into another glass, and then we'll crack on and have a look at the fire mark. I mean, that is just so good. If you've never tried it before, you must try it. It's not a question of wine like wine. It really is just something of its own. It's really quite special. Totally simplistic and understated wine. It's just trying to showcase what Sicily can do, and that's the very bottom rung, and it's superb. It really is good. So let's get inside this fire mark. Quite a splendid bottle. Malbec. So I had a couple of Malbecs this week, and they were so delicious, I drank them. And I wanted some more, but I didn't massively want to go to the town where I bought them because out here where I live, in sort of between Kent and Sussex, there's almost no shops to buy anything. And so I would just happen to be in Tenterden, so I popped into Tesco's and got these two. That's the only shop I was going to find going back through Cambo and Lydd and so on. I mean, there is a shop in Lydd, but you know, the wines would start at like £8.50, and I just didn't want to spend that. Well, this is really something different. I mean, it's quite a bit sort of redder and darker than the last one, which was almost a dark, translucent pink more than a red. This one's just a splendid red with slight magenta notes on the side. And I'm getting really nice nose, but it's not really what I'll call fruit. I mean, maybe blueberries and brambles in this one, but it doesn't sort of come across as being like the other one at all. It's quite big on alcohol. Well, in the Bordeaux glass, it's just throwing alcohol at me. It's kind of like alcoholic chocolate. Yeah, maybe some damson in there, you know. Anyway, let's try it out on the universal glass. Wow. Now, it's not by any means a full-bodied wine. It's somewhere between thin-bodied and light-bodied, you know, medium-bodied, but very drinkable. Again, it's very nice. It doesn't have any of that sort of sharp petrol that so many cheap wines do have. It just comes across as being what it is. It's not trying to pretend to be anything amazing, but it does have a very, very nice label. Much better label, really, than the two that I was drinking in the week. It's quite splendid. Well, it's got a ton of nutmeg and cinnamon. Masses of nutmeg and cinnamon. It's very, very drinkable. It's not as easy to drink as the other one because the other one is just like red currant juice, alcoholic red currant juice. This one has got some fire in it and it is really warm spice. I mean, it comes across as like a bonfire, almost a mulled wine. It's by far the most spicy Malbec I've ever had, but at the same time, that doesn't distract in any way. It's still a beautifully smooth, kind of satin smooth texture. It's not doing a lot on the finish, but it's hot. It's spicy hot, but it's just got a really nice feeling around my tongue. That is incredibly good. I mean, they are splendid, splendid wines. Considering the last two I bought was £12 for the two, right? And these have cost me £9.60. Am I right? £9.60 for two, which I just think is incredibly good, especially from somewhere that everyone in the place is just rich and who wants to buy cheap wine, essentially. And I'm going to do the absolute unthinkable and I'm going to blend the two together because that is what I do sometimes with cheap wines, okay? Just to see what happens. Now, these are two crazy wines to blend because they come from the old world and the new world. One's very fruity and one's very fiery, but just let's see how it works. It's very interesting. To a certain extent, they've both lost what is captivating about them, right? But they have produced a really good middle of the road foodie wine. It's very, very impressive on a really scaled back scale. I'm really pleased with them because I'm going to get through them very, very fast. But you know that I just wanted something for the weekend because I haven't got like magnificent food to pair with or anything, and I'm trying to put some money together to go on two really, really great trips, which are going to include hundreds of photographs, but they're going to include going to Laithwaite's of Gloucester, to the wine shop, and also Hook Norton beer, hopefully, and if I can possibly get there, the Malden Brewery in Sudbury in Suffolk, right? So that's going to be really splendid, and so I'm sort of throwing all of my resources towards that so that I can come back with some really great wines to talk about for the second half of this year. Well, they're very, very different to the other two, but the other two gave me a massively rich, really storming, that real full-bodied, incredible red richness. And these are just so simplistic, quite light-bodied. So the other two would be absolutely magnificent with dark cherries sliced in them. These would be really nice with strawberries, but to be fair, they're just absolutely splendid as they are. Very, very simple wine. and exactly right for June. I do tend to go towards heavier reds as the summer wears on, more what I would call barbecue reds, like southern Italy, so really big Australian wines, maybe some massive grill house sort of wines from South Africa. And then towards autumn, I'm starting to look at the big Argentine Malbec, Shiraz, Cabernet Sauvignon blend. And then that will lead into the Rhone. But I do drink quite a lot of Bordeaux, surprisingly, over the summer. These are never going to stand up to a really good Rhone or a really good Bordeaux or a really good Australian or a really good South African. That's not what they're for. They're just simplistic foodie wines to relax with, have fun, and you didn't break the bank.